Voice Coaches Radio, everything voiceover.
What a heavy week that we have had. Welcome to a new episode of Voice Coaches Radio. My name is Marissa, and we're back. We're back in action. Before we get into the voiceover talk, which if you ever have anything that you want discussed on the pod, Marissa@voicecoaches.com, M-A-R-I-S-S-A @voicecoaches.com. You can always send an email. And, I'm setting up a couple interviews. So in the coming weeks, you'll be hearing from some former students and people that are in the midst of, getting up and running, the kind of things that they're doing to get themselves, going here in the voiceover industry. But, like I was saying, really heavy, heavy week when it comes to the passings in entertainment. If you're somebody like myself, I'm an 80s baby. I don't remember every little thing from the 80s itself. I'm more of like the 90s kid, but like, who didn't know the Cosby Show? Who didn't know Ozzy Osbourne? Who didn't know Hulk Hogan? Okay, I'm not even a wrestling fan, and I know that man, constantly ripping his shirt off back in the 80s. Just one passing after the other this week. It was like the 1-2 punch that we couldn't stop, just pretty crazy. But, they always say it happens in threes. It's usually like somebody completely unexpected that's a little bit on the younger side. You've got somebody who was sick who passes, and then somebody who's a little bit on the older side. And I don't know which Ozzy and Hulk are going to fall into. I think they are one in the same in two of those categories. But obviously Malcolm Jamal Warner, only I think in his 50s and unexpectedly drowned in Costa Rica. So just a really, really intense sort of heavy week when it comes to pop culture icons leaving us suddenly. That being said, I was taking a look-see at the little holiday calendar. And you might be like, there's no special holidays. Oh, there's a special holiday every day, my friend. You just have to go to the weird holiday calendar like I do on the internet. And it's one of my favorite things to do on a regular basis. And yesterday was International Self-Care Day. Now, I think, and you can tell me I'm wrong, but I don't think I am, technology was supposed to make things a lot easier for us, right? It was supposed to be able to get us better connected and make things easier. And all it's really done, I think, it's done those things, and it has made certain things like voiceover, right? It's made it easier and more accessible, but it's also made it so like we have a really hard time shutting anything off and like stepping away from work for, more than a minute or two. And that means that the majority of our days and our time, unless we are sleeping, it's preoccupied by something that, let's face it, probably isn't exactly what we want to be doing. We're usually doing something for work or for somebody else. What we need and what we want and what we deem necessary, like maybe for our own well-being and mental health, kind of gets put on the back burner a lot of the time. Do you notice that? Like, I notice it more and more every single day, which is why I've been doing everything I can to sort of make sure that I have that time that, I might look at it and be like, yes, I know I could do X, Y, and Z, but I'm going to get on the treadmill right now. Sometimes you have to delegate the time that you have that is going to be beneficial in the long run for you. Because I realize that if all of a sudden I'm in like complete burnout mode, which I will admit, it was like the first part of this year, because I'm just a constantly on the go kind of person, that it makes a lot of my daily tasks and duties feel that much more, I don't know if challenging is the right word, but it's kind of like you're over here going, I just don't wanna. And I don't want to feel that way because I love what I do. So, I've been trying to take more of those opportunities where it's like, you know what? Your whole day doesn't need to be spent working, Marissa. Go ahead and go out and, maybe run an errand that you actually want to do rather than what you feel like you should be doing. Go ahead, spend the time on the treadmill. Go ahead, go through one of your collections because it's going to bring a smile to your face and have some nostalgic moments. But, when it comes to you right now, voiceover might be the thing that you need for your self-care. And I say that because while in the larger scheme, the bigger picture of things, right? You might want this to end up being your everyday, and like, this is the bread and butter. This is the moneymaker. I want to use my voice and I want to do it right and do it well. Right now, you probably have a different gig, right? You have a different job, different career that you've been working so hard at. And maybe that's where it's like, it's run its course. You're not feeling the joy that you once did, or maybe you never felt that joy. You want to do something that you love. Sometimes the only way to get there is to put that extra work in. But in reality, what this would be doing is like, you are spending time with that for you. It's to better you. It's something you enjoy. So it's going to bring you happiness, and you're going to feel maybe a little bit accomplished because you've spent some time doing whatever you wanted to when it came to voiceover. So, you know, it really is. It can be so hard to just like delegate a little bit of time, but it's so necessary. And like, what kind of time can you look at in your world, in your days, where even if it's just 30 minutes, like, I am a firm believer that, you know, I hope that for every single day, you can delegate 30 to 60 minutes a day for your own mental well-being. And if you can do that, I mean, especially when it comes to voiceover, man, you're going to be able to set yourself up pretty nice. Because in those 30 to 60 minutes, do you know how much you can actually do? Do you know how much reading out loud that you could do? How much practice that you could do? And it doesn't necessarily have to be every day, because, you know, maybe you have a lot of things that you enjoy and you want to make sure that you are spending the time for this, but you're like me. Again, you want to get on the treadmill. You want to put that kind of health first too. So while you're like looking at everything with voiceover, I do want to hit on one thing that in that 30 to 60 minutes that maybe you have in this upcoming week or whatever. One thing that it gets discussed, but it also, I don't know, I feel like it's just one of those things that it doesn't get discussed enough. And it really is your voice description. Like, you've been over there, you've been practicing, you know that you enjoy doing, you know, certain kind of work. You've listened to yourself maybe a bunch, and you know certain things about your voice that stand out, that you think you'd be a perfect fit for this, this, and this. But how do you put that in words, right? Like, if you're going to have, say, a website dedicated to voiceover, or maybe you're going to even if it's just social media, typically you might want to have like a little blurb on there of what somebody might expect from your voice, like what your voice quality is going to provide and what it can provide. Because like, I think what happens is we've got our natural tone, right? We've got this natural way of doing things. And that's one thing. And then you can kind of go and think about, well, then how would somebody that listens to me and just is hanging out with me on a regular basis, how would they describe my voice? And then like listening back, like what can I add to that? What kind of words would I use to describe it? And I think, like, again, we know, but we maybe don't know how to put it on paper. And this becomes really important because as people are just like searching for what they're looking for, before they even listen to your audio, they might research a specific tone that they're looking for, you know, and they might have a specific word that they throw in their search that if you have that listed, boom, there it is, pops up, there you are. You know, and that's why like voice description, like vocal description is incredibly important. What does your voice excel at? Like, think about it. Like, I know for me, like, I'm even just like normal right now, I think you can probably agree, I'm a little animated. Like, you know, and I know that about myself. But, you know, this natural, like, I'm engaging, right? And, like, I can be bright and I can be excitable and I can be sarcastic. I know that. Like, I found one ad. It was like, I need somebody that's, you know, high energy and animated and sarcastic. And I'm like, oh, sold. Let me do the audition. I got that gig, by the way. So, like, you need to know who you are. And I very much know who I am. But I also know that's not all I am, right? Because you go and you have the ability based on the practice and the experience and whatever else, like you start to grow within who you are. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, what are my additional capabilities? So like for me, it's like, sure, yeah, naturally, I'm an animated human, I'm engaging, I can go ahead and give you the high energy, I can always pull back, I can always do that. And I can give you a nice heartwarming read. And I can be caring. And I can be like your best friend. And we can have a shoulder to lean on if we need. You know, like it's always important to realize what your capabilities are outside of just who you are in your day to day. So when you sit down for your self-care moment coming up soon, I want you to try to think of all of the things that your personal voice can do. You might even start thinking of like, well, what do I want it to do? And that can be for you for another day to start working on. Because not everybody, I get it, not everybody's as animated and like kind of all over the place energy-wise as I am. And some people really want to get to a spot like that so they can do more high energy things. Like maybe you want to be in animation. Maybe you want to be in like kids books and stuff like that, or even just like kids educational material or kids toys. You know, in order to do that, you got to be able to grab their attention and keep it. And you got to be probably even crazier than I am most of the time. So like, you know, you got to build yourself to get there. But this is a great like stepping stone, I should say, to allow you to understand where you are, who you are, what you're capable of, and then like what you want to be capable of, and being able to like take those steps to grow and get there. And it really can be a matter of 30 to 60 minutes, not necessarily every day, but every other day or every couple days. You know, spend some time for you. You're important. Your mental health and well-being is important. You can't constantly be putting everybody else ahead of you, because then you're not going to be able to be your best for anybody else. You know, if your glass is half like empty or running like empty itself, how can you be giving everything that you can when somebody else actually does need you? You can't, because you're out. You know, you're spent. You know, your water is evaporated. So start thinking of some ways that you could incorporate, you know, this time. And, you know, just because International Self-Care Day has come and gone doesn't mean that you can't have your own every single day, as you should. Okay. Let me be your little life coach here to push you in the right direction of, hey, sometimes you got to do you, boo. But we've got a brand new episode of Voice Coaches Radio coming at you next week, as we do each and every Friday at 5. That is when the new episodes drop, East Coast time. And again, if you ever want to reach out, marissa@voicecoaches.com. Like I said before, we've got some interviews coming up, and you know, we'll get to some more educational moments. But in the meantime, I hope that you enjoy it's the final weekend of July. And yeah, I look forward to hanging out with you next week. Stay safe, everybody.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.